From deep down in a Louisiana swamp, it's time for the Dude Stuff Podcast.
This is Mark Murphy. Welcome and thank you for tuning into our first show. Some new summer tunes are coming up, movie talk, and a special guest. Let's begin with one of my favorites, an old song by Seals and Crofts. This is Tommy Shaw of Styx and Jack Blades of Night Ranger. They are Shaw Blades with their recent remake of Summer Breeze.
See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. A little light is shining through the window, lets me know everything's all right. Sidewalk, a little music from the house next door. So I walked on out to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor. Say that I'm your friend. You can see my life begin and end. I'll always play for you. Hear the band hear the band. Won't you let the music take you, hear the band. Let this night go on forever. Don't you ever stop the music. Let your spirit set you free. Now hear the band, hear the band. You can sing and stomp your feet and clap your hands. These few moments we'll share together. And I'd like for you to be whatever you would like to be. You'll always be special to me. Hear the band, hear the band. Won't you let the music take you? Hear the band, let this night go on forever. Spirit set you free. Now hear the band, hear the band. You can sing and stomp your feet and clap your hands. These few moments we share together, and I'll pray for you.
For those of you who do not like remakes, no matter how good they are, there's an original Seals and Crofts tune, the title track from their 1975 album, I'll Play For You. It's a great month for movies. That is, if you didn't go out and waste your money on The Happening, which by all accounts is more like The Crappening. And I probably shouldn't say that with my 7-year-old daughter. 7 and a half, ooh, it's good to have you in the studio with me, baby. How are you?
Good.
You went and saw a movie today, didn't you?
Yeah.
And what was it?
WALL-E.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's the new Disney Pixar movie. Those guys that brought us Toy Story and The Incredibles and all kinds of cool movies. Was this as good as those movies?
Well, not that much, because WALL-E and Eve almost died.
WALL-E and Eve? They were like the two main characters?
Yeah, but then Eve hurried back to the shelter where WALL-E gave her, and she fixed him up really quick to make sure he wouldn't die, but then he forgot all about him when he was alive.
Sounds like it could have been better.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw a great movie last weekend, but guess what? You can't see that one.
It's a rated R.
Rated R, you're right.
He won't let me even see PG-13.
Well, PG-13, when you're closer to 13, we'll let you watch those, okay?
You let me watch a PG-13 once.
I did. Let me think. Jurassic Park.
That's one of those, but not that one. The one with
The big boat?
No,
that flipped over with the tidal wave?
No.
Well, that's another PG-13 I've let you watch. So hush, we're telling too many secrets. The Dark Knight is in theaters July 18th. Christian Bale as the Batman. The late Heath Ledger as the Joker. And then a week later, X-Files, I Want to Believe, opening on July 25th. David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson are back together again. I always loved that TV show and have always been a Batman fan. I saw the movie Wanted in Houston last weekend, and it rocks. Groundbreaking special effects, awesome action, Angelina Jolie. Just about enough said right there. The guy who did it is a Russian director. His name is Timur Bekmambetov. Pronounce something like that. He did a couple of movies that came highly recommended, and I picked them up on DVD. Night Watch and Day Watch. Haven't watched either of those just yet. So guess what, Elle? guess what your dad will be doing at some point during this long July 4th weekend?
Watching horror movies that I can't watch.
Horror movies that you cannot watch. That's a shame. That's a real shame.
We'll be at the barbecue at my nanny's house.
Well, I'm going to that too. I'm not going to miss out on the barbecue. Come on. I tell you what. Here's the deal.
What?
You tell me and all the five or six people that are going to listen to our podcast, what happened to you when you got out of school this summer?
I got my tonsils blew out.
Your what? Your tonsil food? She got her tonsils out, and now she's giddy with laughter because I think she screwed that up pretty royally. All right, Elle. That was funny. That was genuinely funny. I'm really excited to hear you have such a belly laugh. Oh, look at that. Like a bowl full of cherries. All right. And there you have it, my lovely Petums. Just having a good old laugh on our first podcast, a presentation of DudeStuff.com. I thank you for listening to our first show. I will try to do it maybe once each month. I'll be here chatting about music, movies, TV, sports, travel, and whatever else. If you have something that catches your ear and you want to share it with me and everyone at Dude Stuff, click the link on the website and send it along. We just might include it in a future podcast and give you credit, of course. Ellen, squeeze back over here, you old laughing hyena. Did you have a good time with me?
Yes, sir. I had lots of fun doing it.
You did?
Yeah, thanks for letting me come.
Okay. And even though Ellen may not be back for a few months, don't give me that look. It's not your podcast.
Well, you didn't say Petums.
That's right. I'm calling you Ellen when I should be calling you Petums because we were going to protect your identity, right?
Of course. I'm going to watch after them for the rest of my life.
I don't know what in the heck that meant. Want to tell any of your dudes hi or anything like that?
Actually, they're girl dudes.
They are girl dudes.
Not boy dudes.
Dudettes, who are they?
Chelsea and Kenzie.
Chelsea and Kenzie. Hey, girls, from Petum's Pop and Petum's herself, who can't wait to see you both in second grade. Thanks for joining us, peeps. We'll see you whenever you get around to coming back into the studio with me, okay?
Okay, I'm going to skip down the hall now. Bye!
You go do that, Elle, and I'll get back to some more dude stuff.
In my head, everywhere I go.
Mark Murphy on the Dude Stuff Podcast with my favorite track on Sheryl Crow's Detour CD, Now That You're Gone. I hear that Sheryl had a top 10 hit in Japan just recently with her single Love Is Free from that same CD. Have you heard that a new holiday album from Sheryl will be in Hallmark Gold Crown stores in September, produced by the same guy who worked with her on her 93 debut and the self-titled follow-up, 1996's Sheryl Crow album that this dude listens to all the time? If it isn't in your rock music collection, it ought to be.
This was never the way I planned, not my intention.
Singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer. to hit that sand and play some rock and roll. While we were trying different things, and we were smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite song. Sipping whiskey out the bottle, not thinking about tomorrow, singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long.
A little bit of Werewolves of London and a whole lot of Skinner. Good stuff from Kid Rock, All Summer Long, a track from his latest album, Rock and Roll Jesus. Before that, the number one song in America this week from young Katy Perry. I don't know about you, but I'll never think of Cherry Chapstick the same way ever again. One more new tune for you this month. This one by a trio of country music acts who toured together starting in September of last year. They began performing a 1986 hit by the Dream Academy, and it sounds like a hit all over again. Here is Sugarland featuring Little Big Town and Jake Owen with Life in a Northern Town.
It was a winter 1960.
The Dude Stuff Podcast is produced by yours truly, the DP Dude, a.k.a. Mark Murphy. That's our show this month. I hope you come back and hear us again next time. Until then, keep on rolling.